Peggy Wilson spent most of a meeting with borough assembly members last week answering questions about education funding in Ketchikan. The assembly, along with borough manager Dan Bockhorst, has been exploring ways to have the state fund more of the borough school budget. The local proposal would reduce or repeal what is known as the required local contribution, an amount mandated by the state that boroughs in Alaska must pay for their schools. Bockhorst and the assembly say that violates the state constitution, which says that basic needs for schools in Alaska will be funded entirely by the state government. Pushing state lawmakers to make a change in that equation is now the official policy of the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly. That push was on full display last week when Representative Wilson was pressed on the issue to a point where she refused to answer any more questions about it.
I want you to know that that's just the way it is, and it's not going to change real soon. So I'm done talking about it. Is there anything else? Are there any other questions that anyone would like to ask? Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I will be here for the next 2 days to be talking with anybody that would like to come to my office and spend some time. So thank you very much.
Wilson, who sits on the state's House Education Committee, says she has asked members of that body to come to Ketchikan, tour the schools, and hear the assembly's concerns. But Wilson warned assembly members and borough manager Dan Bockhorst last week the state's finances are not healthy enough to take on the additional burden of funding more for schools.
Because the state is, just like you guys are frustrated and working with your budget, the state is in the same boat because their revenue is not what it should be. Their revenue has been dropping every year.
Borough Manager Bockhorst disagrees, however. He says that with recent boasting from state officials about the health of Alaska's economy, there should be room to fund schools.
In the last 2 consecutive years, prior to the current fiscal issues, the Commissioner of the Department of Revenue has issued press releases lauding the state's growing financial strength and saying for 2 consecutive years, it is in the strongest financial position it's ever been in its history.
In an interview with KRBD, Representative Wilson elaborated on her pessimism about the school funding issue, saying that past attempts by state legislators to change it were unsuccessful.
When Bert Stedman was in the highest position that there is possible for several years, he wasn't able to do it. It definitely is something that we still need to never give up. That's my philosophy. I've gotten a lot of the things that I have been able to accomplish because I don't give up. I just keep going. You just keep going and you never give up. And sometimes people finally give in just because they're tired of hearing you.
Wilson also expressed concern about state revenue, which is likely to drop over the next few years as a result of changes to the oil production tax. She also spoke to the challenges of representing Ketchikan.
Ketchikan is very, very different than what I've dealt with before. One of the big things is it's really hard to get used to having a city and a borough both having entities of their own self. And that's pretty hard to handle because they're really vying for the same funds.
Wilson, a veteran lawmaker from the much smaller Wrangell, became Ketchikan's representative following redistricting last year. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.